Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You do enough. Connecticut's a small place, especially when it comes to the media, and you go to enough events. And I really believe that, you know, on the especially on the nonprofit circuit, you know, Connecticut has a very generous and really robust nonprofit culture. And there are certain people who are just like the go-to like MC figures in Connecticut. You know, Dennis House, Kevin Nathan, and Jimmy Altman. And last night at Tacos, Tequila, and Taps, of course, he was front and center. You could not miss him. You could not miss Jim Altman last night at Duncan Park because he had a pink blazer. What do you bust that out once a year or twice a year? How many times can you go to?
I think you can only go to that once or twice a year, Brian.
Right, I think so.
I mean, and don't forget that the pocket sock that my daughter got me was also part of the whole presentation there.
Well, you look solid. And by the way, Altman is Hebrew for Emmy Awards. And
yes.
Jim, if you don't know Jim.
I didn't know that, Brian. Yeah. I use that?
You can. When you've won 54 of them, I think you can. If you don't know Jim, Fox 61, he's been here. This is your 20th anniversary. I was looking into it.
20th year.
Incredible.
I remember you and I at Foxwoods, Brian, at the Foxwoods Poker Tournament in 2005 or 6.
That's right. With Special Olympics. Was that Special Olympics? I think it was. I have to tell you, that tournament, I wish I had played in more. It wasn't even my money. And I was like nervous. I mean, I was going to say poop in my pants, but I didn't quite go that far. But I mean, I had never played poker really before. And that was some intense stuff. You and Matt Scott and a bunch of other
Matt
people.
Matt Scott was there, yeah.
Yeah, that was
still doing his thing, by the way. I'm watching him right now as we speak and listening to you, of course.
There you go, multitasking. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you before we get to, you got a really good story coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years, for me, like I do every six or seven, I get itchy. You know, I think it's a tremendous accomplishment not only to have the success you've had, but to stay in one place. I didn't want to resist the temptation to ask the question, but like sort of what's changed? We know what's changed in the business, right? There's fewer people watching because of all the social media and other things out there for media. And that leads to a lot of different things, but you know, has the state itself or the people you cover, like what has been the transformation or lack thereof in Connecticut over that time?
I think that, to your point, Brian, the landscape continues to change in how people are consuming our product, but that doesn't mean they're not consuming it. 20 years ago, Brian, when we were on the beat together, there was one vehicle to get your news, right? And that was your television.
Right.
And now that has changed. There are a number of different ways they can consume us, which for better or for worse, and I think, you know, in a lot of ways it's for better, you can get your message out there. And I've always said the same thing, that I don't care if people are watching my stuff through smoke signals. Huh. If we can deliver it and it's good, then that's a good thing. And at our company, they've done a lot of changes. I mean, you know, the business model has changed. And I think I respect why they've done that. But, you know, we now have a national platform from our station. We have a show that goes out to all of our, I think we have 70 in our media group, which is called Tegna. And we can reach, a lot of eyes in a lot of different ways. So that's a good thing. But yes, like it changes. It's always going to happen. And yep. we've seen this is the latest evolution that people are consuming their news, you know, a lot of ways in their pockets.
Yeah, you're totally right. We're talking with Jim Altman from Fox 61 here on Brian and Company. We've wanted to get him on for a while. You know, the story, tell me a little bit about Mike Tubiak.
Oh, the Tubiak maniac. We're very excited about this. It's airing Sunday night at 10 o'clock on Fox 61. And of course, you'll be able to watch it online on our Fox 61 Plus or on our website or on our app. But Michael Tubiak is a dad, 44-year-old guy from Naugatuck, and he's an adaptive athlete. He has retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative eye disease, started at age 14. He's legally blind now, so Mike can't drive. There's a lot of things Mike can't do, except he can do pretty much everything because he insists on doing everything, marathons, Spartan races. He's a black belt in Taekwondo or one of those martial arts. I mean, basically, he could beat up me and you at the same time, and even though he can't see. And he's just begun his first foray into BMX biking.
How does that happen?
Yeah. You have to watch, man. Yeah. You have to watch. I saw it. He has a support system of friends, and they range in all ages. There are kids on the track with him, and there's a guide behind him, and there's a track in Trumbull, and they've been very accommodating to him. And he can see sort of, he can see shapes and colors, and he's kind of made this mental map of the track. So he's learned every twist and turn.
Right.
So he's now continuing, he's sort of out there a couple times a week with a support system, and we saw it. Like, the guy can get around the track, and next up for Mike is that Mike is going to get into a real race. He's going to race with other racers. In the next couple of weeks, by the way, we watched him in his practice runs. And
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, but I know when you lose one sense, the other senses are heightened and so on and so forth. And obviously, we look forward to seeing how he actually does it in the process. But I'm curious if you talked about, because to me, like sometimes even when I'm in the dark or when I close my eyes, that sense of fear of the unknown, like, and I wonder, yeah. did he talk about that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, fear is a big part of it. And overcoming that fear is an even bigger part of it. That's one of the first things he says. Yeah, it's terrifying, but he wants to do it because he wants to be able to adapt literally and figuratively and overcome. Mm. And, you know, we will see how this all shakes out. Does he wear protective gear when he races? Yes, you have to wear protective gear. Is he cognizant of everything that he can be cognizant around him? Yes, but it is inherently dangerous to do this, but also inherently triumphant to be able to say that, you know, I didn't think I'd ever, that's what's cool about our jobs, Brian, right? You're dipping your toe into somebody else's world.
I know.
Every single day. And if you had told me that I'd be doing a story on a guy who's legally blind riding around the BMX track, I would have told you you're crazy, and yet here we are, and it's cool.
Yeah, the best thing about reporting for me, you know, especially when I was at CNBC, to be able to zoom in on a story and just sort of learn everything about it and the people that welcome you into their world, too. Again, just real quick, we got to run. Remind people of when it's airing and when people can see it online.
Yeah, Brian, it's Sunday night, 10 o'clock on Fox 61, and then after that it'll be on Fox61.com and on the Fox 61 News app. So we hope you check it out. It'll be worth seeing.
All right, Jimmy. Have a great day. Thanks
for
coming on.
I hope I see you soon, Brian. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We'll catch up. Jimmy Altman. Have a good one, bud.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.